RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on RadioMD.
You know what I say, Michelle. Sitting is the new smoking. You know.
Oh, I know. Jeez, I smoked and now I'm sitting. You can't win.
So here we are sitting. What can I say? You know.
I know. As we're doing the radio show. Stand up, Pam. Stand up.
Okay, wait. I'm trying. Oh, my gosh. I can't get this microphone up high enough. All right. So here's the deal. All right. Sitting is bad for adults, but what about kids? Now we have new research that shows it's just as bad or worse for kids. OMG. So Dr. Allie McManus is here with us to help understand what's going on with the kids in the sitting. She is an associate professor at the University of British Columbia in the School of Health and Exercise Sciences. Dr. McManus, welcome to Her Radio. So why is it important to study prolonged sitting in children?
Well, hello. It's important because children nowadays spend a lot of time sitting, and recent research has shown that the average child is spending maybe up to eight hours a day sedentary, and that increases as they go through adolescence.
Now, is that something different? I mean, trending 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, how much was a kid sitting? I mean, is this any different than 30,
Not
20
as
years
much.
Ago?
I think children definitely weren't as sitting as much 10 or 20 years ago. I mean, you think about how screens are just in our hands all the time now. And
exactly.
When we've got a screen in our hand, we sit generally. So, you know, children have been nowadays are in an environment where they're just surrounded by fun things to do while they sit. So sitting time and sedentary time has gone up enormously, and the reverse of that is activity has declined.
Well,
now, what do you mean that the
declined?
Research... Oh, go ahead.
Don't you think activity has declined in the schools as well? And then you see kids are barraged with homework, so then they're coming home and they're sitting, and the athletics just aren't there anymore?
Well, actually, you know, that data is true. I mean, there's a lot of information now on how few children are engaged in school sport or even just activity programs. And there's a huge pressure on kids, you know, to perform well at school. So schools are always under pressure to do the right thing for parents. And so there's a lot of pressure from parents for their kids to perform. And activity is the thing that generally gets axed.
Well, you know what's really sad is that here in America, surely, you know, recess time and time to be able to do physical education has been deprioritized so badly that by the time you hit high school, it's basically an option. So you don't really have any of this moving around. And sadly, research has also shown that by moving around, you actually stimulate the brain to be able to build more neurons. You get smarter, you've got better focus. And so sitting all the time is a terrible thing. We went the wrong direction. Let's go back to kids again. So why did you do this study? What was going on?
I think we were really motivated by trying to put some physiology, so really find out what's happening to the child's body when they sit. You know, there's a lot of large-scale studies that look at the association between sitting and various health outcomes, but they haven't really teased out what exactly goes wrong when a child sits without breaking up their sitting time. So that was the key motivator for doing this work.
So what did you find?
So what we did is we bring the children into the lab and so experimentally manipulate their sitting time. So we bring them in on a number of occasions and they sit for three-hour periods of time. In one of the occasions, they sit and they just play on iPads and watch movies. On the other occasion, they do the same except once an hour they get up and we give them a break for 10 minutes and they exercise for 10 minutes. And what we found is that the ability of the blood vessels in their legs to normally dilate, so normally get larger in response to stimuli like an increase in blood flow, it decreases by 33% if you don't take breaks.
Woohoo! Oh my gosh, that's huge, huge.
Amazing.
What else did you find?
So, you know, the real big finding was that can be completely prevented if you get up once an hour for 10 minutes. And that wasn't hard exercise, it was sort of the walk-talk type exercise. And, you know, I think that's that's just the key point. If you eliminate things like recess and breaks between classes, this kind of dysfunction occurs. If you have those breaks, you can prevent it completely.
What do you still want to know about this that you haven't studied yet or that you're working on?
Well, there's a couple of things, really. I mean, this was, and I should make that point, is an acute study. So the kids were brought in on, just for an experimental study. And when you exercise them afterwards, the ability of their blood vessels to function well returns to normal. But one of the things we'd like to know is, what about those kids who are, you could call them the serial sitters? There are lots of children who sit for very long periods of time, day in, day out. So what's the long-term effect of that? So that's one thing. The other area that that we're keen to explore is we looked at the peripheral blood flow, so the blood flow to the leg, and something you just mentioned was blood flow to the brain. So one of the things that we'll do over the next 12 months is we'll see whether sitting has a similar effect in terms of blood flow to the brain and whether that can be offset by taking exercise breaks.
And also, at the same time, not just blood flow to the brain, which is incredibly important, but also, are you actually stimulating, neurogenesis, more brain cells? Obviously, when you do physical activity, you do. But when you don't do physical activity, when you're much more sedentary, if you're not stimulating neurogenesis, what does that do to cognitive ability? To the ability to learn, especially if you're a kid, and understanding that children are in the process of developing their frontal lobe, their frontal cortex, which is, where executive function is going to take place, how that impacts upon performance in general. What do you think, Dr. McManus?
I mean, there's great data that show exercise has that positive impact, so much higher levels of executive function, so, being able to concentrate and pay attention to tasks is increased if you're an exerciser, if you're aerobically fit. There's really not a lot of information on the effect of sedentary behavior or prolonged sitting. So that's one of the extra arms that we do. So when we do measures of brain blood flow, we also look at cognition as well, and we use a measure of executive function. Our hunch is that if brain blood flow is declining because of long-term sedentary behavior, cognitive function will too. But at the moment, we don't have any good evidence to really, give you a definitive answer to that.
So, Dr. McManus, what do you think is the take-home message from the study?
I think really the take-home message is, for parents is, you have to ask yourself, does my child sit too much? How much does my child sit? I mean, often we're very unaware of sitting behavior. And if you ask yourself that and you start to become aware, then the very next question is, how can I break up that sitting time? So, if my child's enjoying a movie or playing on the iPad, and they've been playing on the iPad for, coming up to an hour, it's time you said, hey, take a break, 10-minute break, and then, pause the movie and go back. So the real take-home message is, how much am I sitting, and break that sitting time up.
Hey, and I've got a corollary to that one, and that is, hey, parents, why don't you get active and mentor your children and give them a role model so that, encourage them, say, hey, let's all get up. Let's go outside and throw a frisbee or a ball or, do something fun, take a long walk in the park. Walk the dog, even if you don't have one. Just get on out there. Because, when it comes to kids, Michelle, seriously, it's a family affair.
They learn from their parents.
It's a family affair. There's no question. Dr. Ally McManus, we are so happy that you've come to Her Radio to help us understand your marvelous research showing that sitting too much is just as bad or worse for kids. And the take-home message is, everybody get active. Come on, help those kids. Thank you, Dr. McManus. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Ladies, get your children up and out. It's so important. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.